Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals has named Kenai Middle School Principal Vaughn Dosko as the Region 3 Principal of the Year for 2022. AASSP sponsors regional and statewide Principal of the Year recognition awards to honor the educational leaders who play an important role in student success. AASSP states that nominees can be nominated by anyone. That includes students, staff, parents, district office staff, for principal peers, with awards finalized by members in the region. Principal Dosko spoke with KSRM on receiving the award.
It makes me feel pretty good, but, you know, on the flip side, it's not me. I've got an incredible staff. I live in an incredible community, and the students that enter the doors every day, make my job easy. So it's not me. It's the system that's in place here at Kenai Middle School. And, you know, this is my 16th year, 5 as the assistant and 11 as the principal. And so it's great. I know what I've got. And my staff, I would put them up against anything. I just feed them well, literally and figuratively, but just get out of the way. That's what's special about Kenai Middle School is the staff and the students in the community.
Dosko attributes the system to the success of Kenai Middle School.
The principal that I was able to work with for 5 years prior to me was a great resource and had done some crazy good things for Kenai Middle, and that's Paul Sorensen, and I appreciate everything that he had done for me to get me ready for, you know, taking over Kenai Middle and carrying out the traditions and the culture that the communities come to expect out of Kenai Middle.
Each AASSP 2022 Regional Principal of the Year will be awarded and recognized at the Alaska Principals Conference scheduled for October in Anchorage. The Kenai City Council unanimously enacted an ordinance that would amend Kenai Municipal Code intended to create a new category of temporary employee called program or project employee and establish benefits for this new employee category. City Manager Paul Ostrander told the Kenai City Council,
"Yes, right now code limits temporary employees to 6 months, and temporary employees are exempt from PERS, but the limitation to 6 months has been an issue for us. Matter of fact, currently we'd like to have our grants administrator, our grant writer, go full-time to 40 hours a week and extend beyond 6 months, probably up to about 2 years because of the significant amount of infrastructure money that's going to be available to the city. Right now, the limitation of 6 months is the primary issue. This new category of employee would allow us to bring this category of employee on for a multitude of reasons, but one of them is for a specific project that's going to take more than 6 months, and they would be exempt from PERS."
Ostrander said that there's going to be a follow-up resolution that would exempt the employee from the PERS, or the Public Employees Retirement System.
"Because this ordinance is not effective until, I believe, May 6th, we have the next meeting to get that in front. Christine is actually working with PERS, the state of Alaska, to determine the best way to craft that resolution."
In addition, the ordinance also addresses several housekeeping changes to provide consistency in the city's municipal code, as well as to clarify that participants working under the State of Alaska Mature Alaskan Seeking Skills Training, or MAST program, are not city employees. And the MAST training program primarily is utilized by the Senior Center, and the state pays participants as well as provides workers' compensation benefits through a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. The ordinance was enacted unanimously. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.